Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. As followers of Christ, it's important to keep our eyes on the prize. So when this life is over, we will receive our just reward. In today's message, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Well Done, Good and Faithful Servant, and what's required of us to hear God's affirmation.
Giving God your best, that's what we talked about. And we began explaining last week about how it's human nature to expect or even demand that other people do a good job when it comes to performing services for us. Someone does something for you, you expect them to do a good job, whether it's gardening, the laundry, washing the dishes, whatever the case may be. We expect people to do a good job. We all appreciate it when someone does a job well done, all right? We like it like I like my steak well done, okay? Especially when that job benefits us. Well, sometimes I'll take it medium well. But when it comes to doing the job, we want that job done well, right? Okay? And there's no doubt that human beings, not only do we want that, we demand it from people. We talked about that last week. And we demand a good job be done. But the question remains, what about God? What about our relationships with God? Do we give God our best? Do we even know if we give him our best? And what does that entail? All right? So we know that God gave us his best, right? Yeah. How do we know? He gave us his only begotten son. He gave us the sinless lamb, right? He was sinless. But humans, we need work, don't we? We're not sinless, all right? So we talked about that. We started out last week, and we reviewed in Genesis chapter 4. We were at verses 1 through 7 about how Cain and his brother Abel, and how Cain, actually, they both brought offerings to the Lord, right? And Cain's offering was not respected by God, okay? Obviously, Cain didn't give God his best, or he did something that didn't meet God's standards. Is that right? Okay? And he brought it to the Lord. Now, if you all remember last week, we went over this passage in chapter 4, Genesis, and we saw how God did what? He very patiently counseled Cain. He told Cain how he could do better, and how his offering or his service would be accepted by God. See, God always gives you a way out. He's always teaching you. He doesn't just shut you off. He gives you a chance to do the right thing if you make a mistake. Amen? Amen. And that's the kind of God we serve. So he told Cain how Cain could do better in his service. Now, I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to reread just a portion of Genesis 4 for us so we can see with clear eyes how this applies to our lives today. So, Pastor, can you just take us back there and read Genesis 4 and just read verses 6 through 8 for us this time.
Genesis 4, verses 6 Please. Through 8 says, So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Mm-hmm. And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, mm-hmm. and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, like I said, we can see that Cain had become angry. Cain had become angry about this offering thing, and here the Lord pulls him to the side in order to get him on the right track. Do we see that? We see that far, right? And but sometimes we don't always see how far gone we are. You see, we don't know how bad we got this thing. You know, when sin is on you, sin is on you. Okay, and God was telling Cain, and we see that right after God said, look, this is how you get over this thing, this is how you get better, Cain went right ahead and had in his mind, and as the time passed, he took that opportunity to slay his one and only brother, all right? Now, which is terrible, okay, but that's what happens when we let sin in, all right? We're quick to note somebody else's poor attitude, but we're not so quick to see our own shortcomings, are we? Even when people tell you your shortcomings, you really don't want to see. You go right on doing what you want. You got your mind made up, right? Cain had his mind made up. I always say that the eye that sees out doesn't always see back in. We're good at looking at other folks, but we can't see back in to see our faults, see? And we see that in Cain. Sometimes we just don't see ourselves or our poor behavior clear enough. Sometimes we just don't want to see our behavior. We just want to do what we want to do. And if we're not careful, we become so rigid that we become actually self-serving. We become self-serving. And we wander further and further off track. That's what Cain did. It didn't take him long. He only had one brother. This is the first murder recorded in the Bible, isn't it? All right? Was this one right here. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:2, all of a man's ways are right in his own eyes, but the Lord searches the spirits. You see? The Lord weighs the spirit. Here's a point to ponder. Self-serving limits our service to God. I knew Pastor was going to say that. Self-serving limits our service to God. Okay? Do we see that? See, it can't be all about you unless it's all about God. And if you're with God, then it's okay to be all about you because God is in you. And what you're doing is all about God. But when we leave God out of the equation, it's all about us. That's not good. That's not good. And that's what we get. The Bible makes that very clear. In other words, what we do in our day-to-day lives ought to glorify God. It ought to glorify God, what we do in our day-to-day lives, okay? And the Bible tells us that. Pastor, can you take us then and remind our viewers and listeners what the Word of God says in Isaiah 43:7? I don't know if I gave this to you all last time. I might have, but we need to hear it again anyway. Isaiah 43:7. Read that one for us.
Isaiah 43:7 tells us, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory,
it's the Lord's word.
I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. That's the Lord's word.
Everyone who is called, thank you, Pastor. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I've created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. All right? So this is telling us here that we're created to serve God. We're here for his glory. I told you all about how I used to make those little clay men when I was little, and if the man didn't look right, and me and my brother would ball them up and see who can make the best man. And my sister. And if we didn't like each other, we made a horrible looking man and said, that's you. And then we started fighting. We didn't know the Lord. But I imagine the Lord could ball us up like that anytime he wants to. You know why? Because we are here for his glory. He made us. He's the potter. We are the clay. And that's the significance of that. I didn't know the Lord, but here we are trying to make little clay figurines, and the Lord made us for his glory, all right? So we need to remember that. We'd all be much better off if we would truly embrace what this scripture right here is saying in Isaiah 43, because it's telling us it's not about living lives as we see fit, but rather living as God sees fit. And that's something that we don't want to do so readily as people, as human beings. Our lives are to be seen as servicing God. Not only servicing God, but we're supposed to serve him daily. Daily service to the Lord. Remember what it said in Romans 12:1. We just read that. That's our reasonable service. That's what Paul calls it. Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Okay? That's a biblical example of Cain's situation. It should have been to serve, to give us, it serves to give us a reflection of how we, how any one of us could be if we're not careful. We can be wayward, just like Cain was wayward, just like Cain didn't want to hear, okay? We can inadvertently underserve the Lord by serving ourselves, okay? And because it's of our own self-serving natures, okay? We have to work on those things. It can happen. It can happen if you're not stayed in the Lord, if you're not wanting to do your best for the Lord. This is a learned behavior. See, we come out wanting to do what we want to do till we get in this word, and this word teaches us that there's someone greater. Amen. There's someone greater than us. There's someone who created us. Amen. See, it's not all about us. We have to learn this. It's a learned behavior. We have to learn to love the Lord. First of all, some of us don't even know the Lord. Some people hearing this message, you may not even know the Lord. I didn't know him 15 years ago. I knew there was a God, but I didn't have time for all that. I was trying to make it through this world, so I had to be my own boss. I had to do things my way. And I realize now that the things I was doing, even if I wanted to do the right thing, I was still being self-serving because I wasn't serving him. You can serve the people, you can serve the boys' club, you can serve everybody else, you can serve your mama, daddy, all your family. If you're not serving God, you're being self-serving. That's the way it is, because they can't do what he can do for you. They didn't create you. He created you and them, by the way. So we have to realize that. And so when we're doing a job, yes, we want to do a job, and we want to do the right job toward each other. We want to treat each other right, but we sure don't want to underserve God, the Lord. So last week, I mentioned that Cain was upset, and of course, because God didn't accept his offering when the Lord told Cain about his shortcomings. What did Cain do? We talked about it. He began to what? Sulk. He poked out his lips. I mean, the Bible doesn't say that. I'm paraphrasing. But you can tell he was poking out his lips. He was sulking because what did the Lord ask him? He said, where is your brother? And what did he say? Am I my brother's keeper? I don't know. It's the same type of thing that we do today, right? We pout. Our parents tell us something. Your people tell you something. Grandmother Annalisa said, now that she has grandchildren, and we don't want to do it, we start sulking. Not only that, but Cain's behavior got worse, didn't it? It got worse. Let's go back to Genesis for a minute. Let's go to Genesis 4, just for a minute. Pastor, this time, take it up from verse 8. 4, 8, and take it to 13, please. Let's look at that for a minute. Genesis 4, verse 8 to 18.
Eight to 13 says, mm-hmm. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Can't you see his lips stuck out right there? Okay, keep reading.
And he said, what have you done? God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. Mm-hmm. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, 14.
Yeah, go to 14.
Surely.
Go to 14.
Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, see, these are the fruits of our doings. Mm-hmm. You see how Cain was led away. And Cain really disdained the instruction that the Lord had given him back in verse 6. Cain didn't heed what the Lord said. He continued right on being stubborn. He continued right on to be disobedient. Okay? Even the Lord had given him a way out. Remember, the Lord had warned him this. The Lord said, sin is lying at your door. Don't do it. Devil's waiting on you to slip up. Have we heard that before? Huh? Have we heard that? Have we done something when we know good and well? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know if I should do this, but maybe I can beat it. I know what I'll get back at a certain time. Huh? And the devil lures you right on out there. Get a flat tire on the road, and now you're not getting back in time because you were doing the wrong thing anyway, okay? Or a stray bullet comes your way, or whatever else the devil might send your way, because he sends all kinds of things, you see what I mean? And if you're not listening to the Lord, we will fall for it, okay? So sin was lying at the door of Cain. God told Cain he was in danger of being overcome by sin. That basically is what he was saying, if I can paraphrase that. And that's what he was saying. The Lord was saying, either just your attitude or you're bound to find yourself in even hotter water. I've seen people go through that. I've seen my family go through that. I always mention my poor brother who passed away. I saw him go through that. He could not beat this thing. And he kept trying to go back to it. And now he's no longer here. And in fact, all my brothers, I'm the only one. Well, one out of five, out of six boys, only two of us left. The rest went the hard way. Okay? So it's important that we get to listen to God and serve him. Part of serving God, the good thing about serving God is that it serves you to serve the Lord. When you serve God, you're serving yourself better than you could ever do, okay? And you'll find that out. Here it is in verse 8. We see that Cain kills his only brother Abel. And I have to bring up James 1:13-15 again, because this applies so strongly to Cain's situation. Pastor, read that for us, please. Let's go to James. We hear God tells us these same things these days and times, but sometimes we just don't listen. But look at this in James 1:13-15.
James 1:13-15 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. Mm-hmm. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Mm-hmm. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Mm-hmm. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Mm-hmm. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
Isn't that just, thank you, Pastor.
And verse 15, death.
Okay. Isn't that just what happened with Cain? Isn't that just what happened? He was tempted. God didn't tempt him. Who tempted him? It had to be the devil, right? See, we see here that God will never tempt you. However, Cain's free will allowed him to be tempted by the devil. I want you to know that you have free will. Like I said, free will is not always free. There's a bill to pay at the end of the will, okay? Yeah, think about that. Because the devil used Cain's emotions and his desires for acceptance and recognition, and he used that. He wanted to be recognized. He wanted his offering to be accepted. He wanted his service to be adequate, and the devil used all these things even to the point of murder, okay? Once desire heated up to its boiling point, that thing just exploded. That's what happens. Once the devil gets you to going that way, do we see that? I'm telling you, your desires can be very dangerous and troubling things, especially when it comes to your well-being. That's why we need to line up our desires with God's desires. That's why we need to go about our lives trying to serve God and please him instead of pleasing other people and other things. There's always something that's trying to inch its way between you and God. You notice that? Something's always trying to get in the way of you and God. If it's you and God, there's something saying, remember me? Wait a minute. Trying to block God out. Have you seen that? Sometimes it's just an idea. Sometimes it's a new dress or a new pair. Let me just get in here right now. You're supposed to be shopping for me, not reading the Bible. Isn't that what it does? Sometimes it's Facebook. Let me get there. Look at all the faces. Don't look at God. Look at all the other faces. That it just get right in between you and the Lord. Huh? Ain't it right? Sometimes it's the internet. Log on. Right? Just talking to you. I'm getting a message. Ain't got nothing to do with God. Always something to get in the way. Lord, help us. I saw one of my sisters, I think I can say this, she was on the internet. I'm not going to say her name, you all know. She's such a sweetheart. It was, y'all saw it right there, what are you talking about? And she said, she was shopping, and she said, Lord, help. And that's what it is, we know. She said she liked the shopping, she knows she shouldn't be shopping, and she put on that, Lord, help. I thought that was so funny. It was cute. But that's what it is. Always something to get us. And we know we need to be looking for the Lord. But the devil uses things to put in. She did say, Lord, help. She did. She didn't say, help me. She said, Lord, help. And he knows. Lord knows what that means. She didn't have to say, Lord, help me. And I like that, too. But that's how it is. We have to put God first. There's so many distractions in it, and it moves us. But with Cain here, it got to the boiling point. See, the devil is not just playing with you. The devil's trying to take you out. Uh-huh. Devil wants you dead. Okay, he'll laugh and joke, and he'll shake your hand and pat you on the back all the way to hell. All the way to hell, okay? You better know it, okay? He's very deceptive, okay? And he is nothing good about that. So that's what he did. That's why the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, right? Then all these other things can be added to us. And that's what we need to get out of this. See? We need to seek to please God instead of pleasing ourselves. We have to see that. God knows what you need more than you know what you need. Okay? We know what we want. God knows what we need. Okay? Think of all the things you've ever bought or you ever put your time in your life. Where is it now? Where are those things now? Think of the people you thought were your friends. Where are they now? Think about that man that you love so much, that woman. Where are they now? See, the things pass away, and sometimes God will remove things so you can see him clearer. He wants our service, and he wants our service to be on him, not because he's love-starved. I keep saying that, because he cares so much about you. That's why we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, all our strength. Because if not, we'll give it to somebody else.
Amen. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Well Done, Good and Faithful Servant. Until next time.